AM 1450 KATE Afternoons with Aaron. It's time to talk Northwood Kinzett football for the first time this season as we preview the Vikings. We'll talk about their opening night win and get you ready for their game coming up on Friday night as Dave Capitani, head coach of Northwood Kinzett, joins us. And Dave, good afternoon.
How's it going, Aaron?
Hey, it's going well, going well. Now, before we break down an opening night victory for your team, let's preview this year's squad. And to do that, let's talk about last season. Give us a recap of how things went for Northwood Kinzett football in the 2020 season.
We ended up 4-4. We started a little bit slow, and I think maybe, I blame a lot of that on the COVID situation and, not having a lot of access to our kids last summer. And we're just, I guess, happy that we got to get a season in last year. But I thought our kids really improved throughout the year. And we lost a first-round playoff game to North Iowa, a team that beat us week one pretty handily in a real close game, a game that, could have gone either way. And I saw our kids make a lot of progress, which was good. But, I think we really struggled defensively last year. Offensively, we were pretty good. But we knew going into this year that was an area we needed to get a lot better at.
Now, Dave, when it comes to guys returning, do you have a lot of starters that are back from last year, or do you have a turnover in a lot of spots?
We have a lot of turnover. We have two starters back on offense, both linemen, and then we had four on defense that started a majority of the season.
Dave Capitani, head coach of Northwood Kinzett football, with us here on KATE Radio. And let's talk about some of the returning guys, if you want to mention some names, and some of the key players that make up the Northwood Kinzett team.
Tyler Mills is a starting DN for us, and he's a first-team all-district player last year. And this year he's also our fullback, who we depend on a lot. Drew Wilder and Josiah Clement started in the secondary for us last year. And Logan Mayberry started as a defensive end. So we got a little bit more back on defense. Offensively, Logan Mayberry started as a guard, and Mason Thompson as our center, and that's all our return for starters. So, we're kind of trying to find our way through some of these things early on, but, we feel like we're going in the right direction.
Well, it was a good start or a good direction on week number one, Dave, a 28-16 win against Riceville to kick off the 2021 campaign. Give us a recap of Friday's win, or actually I take that back. It turned out to be Saturday after a rain kind of washed games away on Friday.
Yes. I thought we played three pretty good quarters, and then, we're up 28-8, and fourth quarter we didn't finish very well. Had a lot of penalties and just kept getting in our own way, I guess, and gave them some opportunities late in the game to drive down and try to get back in the game. And unfortunately our defense made some stops late, but like I said, I saw a lot of real positive things. We just need to be able to stay focused and do our jobs for four quarters.
Dave Capitani, head coach of Northwood Kinzett football here on KATE. And before we talk about a Harris Lake Park coming up on Friday night, looking at your district, give us a breakdown of who you think are going to be some of the top teams in your district this year.
It's kind of tough because we got a couple teams in St. Edmund, Fort Dodge, and Algona Bishop Garrigan who have been traditionally strong class A programs that have dropped down to 8-man and they're in our district. So it's hard to know a lot about them, but I know they always have good athletes. They're well-coached teams, and I assume they'll be in the thick of things. Harris Lake Park, no doubt in my mind, they've been really solid the last few years and a very well-coached team. We played them not last year, but 2 years before, and we split with them and, two pretty competitive games. So I think they're going to definitely be up there. And after that, I really don't know a heck of a lot, but you know, we're hoping that we can, you know, get in there and contend, or at least make a run to the, you know, top three and get an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Now, Dave, when it comes to your district, is it pretty spread out? Do teams have to travel a pretty good distance to get the games?
Yeah, for the most part, especially, you know, teams on the edge such as we are. You know, we go to Fort Dodge, which is a couple hours. Harris Lake Park's over 2 hours away. Garrigan's probably an hour and a half. You know, North Iowa's 40 minutes, and I guess that's one close one we'd have either this year or next year. I can't remember if we go there or they come here this year. I think we go over there. But, yeah, it's, you know, I remember, you know, when I first started coaching, when we used to go to Belmont, which was about 60 miles, we thought that was an eternity. Now 60 miles is nothing.
Dave, let's talk about, again, you mentioned Harris Lake Park, a little bit over 2 hours. That's where the team goes on Friday night, 7 o'clock at kickoff. You just mentioned you expect them to be one of the top teams in the district. Give us some thoughts on Friday night's game. I don't know how much of a chance you got to scout Harris Lake Park, but we'll talk about Friday's matchup.
Well, they're very athletic. Like I said before, they're very well coached. They've got a quarterback who was an all-stater last year, and he's just, you know, very elusive, throws the ball well, and just puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And you know, defensively, like I said, they get after it. You know, we like to run the football, and their kids are physical, and you know, they play well against the run, and you know, it's going to be a real challenge, but you know we need to clean up a lot of things from last week if we're going to have a chance.
Dave Campitani, head coach in Northwood Kensett, previewing his team for the 2021 season and talking about their next matchup, Harris Lake Park, Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Northwood Kensett coming off an opening night win, 28-16 against Riceville. And Dave, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll talk much more throughout the season.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Aaron.